Namaste. Welcome everyone, thank you for being here. It's wonderful to see you and to be here in presence, to share in presence. Who's not familiar with the word namaste? Who's not familiar with that word? Everyone's familiar with that word. Oh no, there's one hand at the back. Hello, can I see your face? You're not familiar with the word namaste? No. Interestingly, someone asked recently, why say namaste? Why not just say hello or hi, have a nice day? Well, because of the energy this word conveys, namaste. And this is what it means to be here. It means for us to be present as pure awareness, as consciousness, as this self which is not the personality, it's not the ego, it's the same one light of consciousness. So this word namaste is a greeting and an acknowledgement of that presence, that this is the self here. There is self, not me and you. Just self. God within me sees God within you is actually even a slight diversion of what namaste really points to, because it is bringing us back to the essence of that which we are, which is one being, one same pure presence. And it's when we make connection with this in ourself that we can actually celebrate what appears as our diversity, what appears as our individuality. We can be deeply at peace with this in ourself and with each other. And the journey of whether we call it liberation or the path of spirituality is really about this, the ability to be the witness of life as it is, the ability to be present with life as it is. So we're going to begin with acknowledging this, here now. We're going to take a deep breath into our heart center and acknowledge that here now is simply consciousness. And as you breathe into your heart center, you're just going to relax and allow yourself to be fully here, fully available, fully present. Don't worry about what it means, what it should mean, what it shouldn't mean. Put all of that aside and just allow yourself to come into the grace of this moment. Take a nice deep breath, close your eyes. Breathing in through the nose and then out through the mouth. As you breathe out, just feel yourself dropping into this moment. But you're just relaxing and letting in. Allow yourself to rest deeper and deeper with your breath into your innermost center. Allowing yourself to simply be aware, being aware in this moment. Hear now this awareness. Is this self, this one being, this one presence, this which is you, life essence, forever here? Allow yourself now, in this moment, to be awakefully aware. As you breathe now, present as this awareness, allow yourself to simply acknowledge the energy that is this moment, here now, the body, the form of this life you are, is a flowing presence of energy, interconnected with each person here in this room. This very room, the space of this room, this building, this community, this country, this earth, here now, is the living presence that is eternal life, alive and all connected, one field of energy, one field of consciousness. The very heart of this presence is pure awareness. this pure awareness that is all encompassing, all embracing, boundless, all open, all centered. As such, this is the calm, the infinite calm, the silence, the stillness of the essential self. Here in this great presence, all of life is flowing, rising and falling. Here now, you are simply a witness. Witnessing this which is. As this awareness now, take a deep breath in, recognizing this most inner essence of your being that is here, that is always here, ever present, ever available, underlying every moment and every event. Breathe deeply into this innermost essence, acknowledging this self. As you breathe, feel your form at rest, centered and open. Gently affirm to yourself, I am here. Feel the energy of this truth. Here you are, awareness, life as it is, in this now. As you acknowledge this, take a deep breath into your heart center. Acknowledge the flow of grace, of love, the presence of peace and love that is here. Breathe it and feel it flowing in and through your whole being, radiating through this very moment. As you feel the flow of this grace, take another deep breath in and give thanks for this presence here now. For this awareness here now. With this thanksgiving, breathe into the form, feeling yourself centered, breathing into the body. Feel the calm, the centeredness, and the open receptivity of being here in this moment. Allow yourself to maintain this centeredness as you breathe deeply and gently stretch. Breathing and stretching, feel your presence here, your body resting in this moment, your awareness open and receptive, and gently, slowly open your eyes. You may notice how simple it is to be present. You may also notice how powerful it is. That with a matter of correct attention, with your conscious being, you can so readily align to the deepest essence of that which you are. You can so readily bring your awareness to rest in the essence of your very self, that which is peace, that which is calm, love, that which is completely okay with everything as it is, because this is all it is. This is all it is. This is all it ever is. And why is it so seemingly so difficult to maintain one's awareness with this? Or largely it has to do with the varying vibrations of life. As you were centered here now in this awareness and you allowed yourself to really engage with this moment, to be conscious in this moment, how many of you notice that what you are witnessing or being aware of is actually energy? How many of you notice that? Or even now that I've mentioned it, you can go, yeah, actually, yes. So I'll go back to that little inquiry. Why is it seemingly so difficult to maintain this quality of presence and awareness? Because of the varying vibrations and energies of life that we are and that we interact with, essentially, that's what it comes down to. There are the vibrations and energies of the little mind, and there are the vibrations and energies that are the play of the infinite consciousness. And largely, our society is preoccupied with the little mind and with a very superficial dimension of what life is or what life is about. So most people are preoccupied at a very peripheral level. Not only that, life is somewhat swallowed up in a lot of chaotic activity, chaotic energies and vibrations. You would notice that just before we started, I just had a little bit of engagement there with one of our beloveds, because the vibration in this building is quite intense. The air conditioning is creating this reverberation. I'm sure all of you recognize that to whatever degree, but all these energies that we are in and we're saturating ourselves in every day make that the dominant frequency that we are identified with and that we tune into, basically. So for us to maintain this centered presence, for the average person to maintain this centered presence, it's really crucial to understand this relationship between that which is just pure awareness, consciousness, and that which is energy, vibration. Your thoughts are energy and vibration. Every single thought is energy, is vibration. Those thoughts become actions and deeds, become behaviors and habits, become character and destiny. And they are the vibrations that you become accustomed with, that you create and you recreate, you perpetuate. Hence why it seems like it's very, very difficult for you to get out of your loops. When you think you're stuck in a loop, it has to do with your vibration and the vibrations you give your most attention to, authority to, priority to. The opportunity to sit in shared presence is beyond measure. The power and the gift that it brings into our lives is immeasurable. When we gather collectively, we have the capacity to collectively establish a much deeper vibration and alignment to our essential self. Not just as a state of reflection or awareness, but as an actual vibration. And as an example, we are going to chant or tone Om together for a while this evening. And by doing this, it's giving you the opportunity to become very present and aware to yourself as energy, to the space and the interaction of us here as energy, and to do so with an energy that is attuned to the depth of infinite consciousness rather than the little mind. That's one of the gifts or values of toning or chanting. It allows you to align your conscious attention to frequencies that are much deeper and expansive than what usually occupies the mind. So I'm going to suggest that before we begin, you just stand up, have a bit of a shake. Have a good shake, actually, not just a bit of a shake. Have a really good shake. Really breathe, wiggle and jiggle and stretch. And really consciously intend that you're shaking out, you're letting loose. You're letting yourself completely open into this moment. Okay, now I want you to, everyone, all together, when I say go, I want you to shake as hard as you can, as fast as you can, every part of your body. Ready, set, go. And keep going. Yes, yes, that's it. Keep going, keep going, keep going. I don't want half-hearted. I don't want partway there. Every single bit of you. That's it. Go, go, go. Every single bit of you. I don't see your knees moving. I want your knees moving. Yeah. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Yes. And stop. Still. Close your eyes. Be present. Be alert. What is here? Be alert. Notice it. Be engaged. Now, with this alert engagement, open your eyes, gently sit down, allow yourself to adopt a comfortable, balanced position, maintaining this alert awareness. So you're all present to yourself as energy. You should be feeling a reasonable amount more energy now after that bit of dynamic activity. And we're just going to tone and chant Om, just the tone Om. I'm going to ask you to allow the sound to emerge from your inner being. So before you begin Omming yourself, you're just going to tune into the energy, the vibration. The Om box is going to start. I'll start with the Om. And connect with your breath. You're going to feel this flow through of energy, of breath, which it is. You are an open conduit of energy. You're going to feel the flow through of breath and energy. And then you're going to let yourself connect right deep in your center, in your core. You're going to feel that pulse of life force, life energy. You're going to let that Om emerge from that inner core. Because guess what? You, your body, your form is a vibration of various notes, pitches and tones of Om. Everything in existence is emerging through this pulse, this vibration of the cosmic sound of the universe, life, which is Om in its core vibration. So toning Om is a very, very powerful way for us to re-engage with that expansive essence, yet very present, very imminent essence, which is energy and consciousness. It's not transcendent. It's not off somewhere else in some other dimension, some other lifetime, some other moment. It's here. So you're going to bring your awareness fully into this moment. Make sure your body is balanced and centered. And bringing your attention into this which is energy, this which is you here, this which is awareness. Breathing deeply, closing your eyes. So, as you are present now, allow yourself to reflect on the nature of yourself, of this moment. Notice and observe the energies that are here, that are you, that comprise this you, this life. As you observe this now, just take a moment of reflection. Ask yourself, what are the primary energies that you occupy, that you focus with in your life? What are the primary energies? What are they creating? What is the experience you are encountering? As you notice this, simply acknowledge what you observe. Just recognize it. Don't analyze it. There's no need for judgment or assessment. Just simply observe what you notice. Now, take a moment to ask yourself, what are the energies you would like to cultivate in your life? As you consider this, you're going to invite the awareness of your innermost being to reveal to you what energies help you most align with your true nature. Whatever you have observed, whatever it is you are experiencing with this awareness, simply acknowledge the experience or the insight. And as you do, take a deep breath into your heart center. Breathing in with heart presence, give thanks for the opportunity to be present in awareness, to be open, to be centered, and to be deeply aligned to the essence of self and life. This Thanksgiving now, take a deep breath into your body, feeling yourself here as you are in this moment, in this room, gently stretch and open your eyes. So, what were you aware of when we were turning om and you were resting deeply into that vibration and experience? What did you become aware of? What did you notice, sense?
Like an ebb and a flow, that especially when you mentioned before about a foreverness about it.
Right. Yeah.
So it's very full and energized of itself. It didn't need anything else to it.
No, nothing to add to it. Nothing can be subtracted. This is the presence of life. It is its own being. Yeah. Beautiful. And did you notice in that ebb and flow and that fullness, as you reflect back now, you notice how there was no mind involved with that?
Yeah, that's right. It makes the rest of it wondering what's going on with the rest of the time.
Right, right.
Yeah. But then when you're saying to bring some of that into the energies of what the self perhaps most could, my words for it, benefit from in the now, then that was an interesting process too. Yeah. Got the extra sense of a strength to those, into the present, into the world of the the physical world.
Yes, yeah. And this is actually very important, because all too often the spiritual experience or pursuit is something that is incredibly divided from what you actually are in life. And that is the furthest thing from truth. Because consciousness, liberation, is imminent. You must be aware of the transcendent nature of yourself, the transcendent consciousness of yourself, to experience that in the now. However, most people are going the other way. You're projecting yourself with the mind, with these beliefs and concepts that liberation and your true spiritual fullness or attainment is elsewhere, transcendent. That's the irony. It's not. It's imminent. It's forever here, forever flowing. So being aware of energy is crucial to encounter that unifying of your spiritual concepts with the spiritual experience. Absolutely crucial. Because it is, that's all it is. This is it. This is all it is, ever. Energy. Of course, we have the reflective mind, like you say, when you brought the reflection into how are you engaging with those energies, and what actually facilitates you to be most aligned or to be most benefiting? What did you notice then?
The feeling of actually of the strength, but it was like a river that could come out into myself. So it was like, yeah, that's our expanded an expansion in certain areas, certain courses of that river.
That's beautiful. Yeah. One of the things some of you have heard me talk about many, many times is the importance of you connecting with the rivering quality of life. So rather than thinking about life in terms of objects and formed experience, what you saw, what you see, what you heard, what you touched, always engage with life as what you are seeing, what you are feeling, what you are hearing. That's the rivering. You see, there's this constant rivering. It's beautiful that you recognize when you do rest deeper into your awareness, you can see that that's what it is.
Great insight to have, to know that's how it really do, how it really works.
Right, and how do you feel now that you've had that insight? How does that make you feel about life compared to perhaps how you were thinking about yourself and your life prior to that insight?
I feel like that this is the place to go to rather than the sense of rather than using the mind. I don't think that would necessarily have much strength to it for a start.
Right.
And perhaps just be quite a shallow experience that could create something still, but whether that was really the true pulse, that's the difference.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then lasting and actually on purpose.
Right.
Whereas this way it feels, well, it will go wherever it's more of the quality, and whatever manifests from that will be whatever manifests.
Yes.
An object, not looking at the object, but coming from the inside.
Absolutely, coming from the inside. Now, this is something we explore deeply and rest into deeply in retreat, is realizing and being this presence from your innermost being. It's also what we explored just in a three-day program, the presence, is how to cultivate that state of connectedness in your being more readily whilst actually being involved in your life. Because all of your senses are operating through your nervous system and what you've been conditioned into, which is why it seems very, very difficult to sustain this depth of consciousness in your everyday life. Yeah. So this is why I'm saying put it into something very simple for the purpose of a satsang. And we're talking about energy, being aware of yourself as energy, each moment being energy. What is the quality of the energy you are engaging with? Like I said, your thoughts are energy. Thoughts become actions, become deeds, become behaviors, become habits, become character, become your destiny. You are creating in every moment and recreating that which you are most familiar with. Thank you. So, what else do you notice when you reflect on this quality of, you know, really witnessing yourself as energy? What else arises for you?
What arises for me is the parts that are flowing, the energy that is flowing, and then the parts that are resisting. And it's painful sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see that brings you back to the realization of that, that all flow, that actually even what you think is resistance is actually within a flow?
Yes, exactly.
You actually can't contain it. You actually can't stop it.
No.
So just for a moment, I want you all just to follow a little bit of a creative imagination or visioning. I want you to imagine here at your innermost center is the most condensed point of energy, life force. Okay, so just hold that vision. There at your innermost center, your core. And I'm talking even just as your physical form, right at your center, which is actually Tan Tien, your power center, is this absolute spark, complete, utter, condensed life force, like the most brilliant star. That is your center. That is where you are emerging from. Now, that star of energy is radiating, emerging as you, your form, your life. It is radiating in every direction. See it. Imagine it. See all the beams of energy emerging from that star. It's emerging in every direction simultaneously. Now follow those beams. Where are they going? Go on, follow them. What do you see? Where are they going? How far are they going? In which moment are they going? In what are they going? With who are they going? Now tell me, are you just this here? Just this? Are you at all separate from any other point of existence? Are you limited or confined? Now, every other thing in existence likewise has this star of energy at its innermost core. It is emerging and radiating and pulsing in every direction likewise. Everything is touching you, and you are touching everything. Is there a this and a that, a you and a me? Or is there this exquisite, indescribable presence that is life, the play of consciousness, the pulse of energy in every moment. How do you feel when you recognize this, when you open your heart to this? So give thanks for whatever this vision has revealed for you or given you. Whatever that is, simply give thanks. You see, the glory of heaven is before you. For those who have eyes to see. That doesn't mean there are only select individuals who have been given the eyes to see. It means if you direct your awareness in a way that realigns you with the nature of yourself and the cosmos, you will see the glory, the sacredness, reality as it is, whatever you want to call it. You will be free of your fears, your concerns, your conflicts. They do not abide in the truth of existence. Yes, all dynamics are as they are. Things come, things go. Someone is born, someone dies. Success comes, success goes. This is not a problem. This is the ebb and flow of existence. To see this is to be at peace. To know what liberation in the human quest is really about. It's not to release yourself from your life or what you are. It's simply to realize what you are. And this is all it is. This is it. This is it, right here, right now, every here, every now. Yes, go ahead, beloved.
So what's the bit, like, you know, I felt that infinite and everything, but there's one part that's still painful. What's that? What is that? Why isn't it exploding with infinite possibility like everything else?
Well, it actually is. It's simply that that aspect that you're feeling is identified with a narrow view of consciousness. You know, I've talked about the spectrum of consciousness.
Mm.
and that in every moment there is every depth of frequency of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens that you are manifesting as a wave of consciousness. And this is where you are at in your wave. You have a certain depth and capacity of consciousness in this totality of this particular field at this moment. So here is this little bit that is still resonating or identifying at a lower frequency or a more confined frequency. That's all.
So love it.
It's fine. And this is what I mean, that in every moment there is actually peace. If you can accept everything as it is, that there is every frequency imaginable co-occurring simultaneously, and that is God. You are it. You are this confined experience where you perceive yourself to be constricted, separate, and simultaneously you're boundlessly infinite. So it's all okay. It's okay if there's this little bit of you that's sticky. It's okay. Let it be. Is there anything anyone else would like to share or to raise or to ask?
It just feels like so much energy, just like could explode. Just, wow. I was sort of going, well, I suppose I can, but I'd held back. But I could still feel it.
Mm. And the wondrous thing is that vastness of energy is always accessible and always available. And that's why I was saying that largely society is so preoccupied with such a superficial dimension of energy. And it's why you continue to experience something so superficial, so dissatisfying, because that preoccupation is what you invest your energy into over and over again. That's why I said the opportunity to be here in this fashion is actually immeasurable. The value of just this moment is immeasurable. For you to regain that awareness of how vastly infinite and immensely powerful you truly are can change your entire life. And that's my passion. That's why I'm here, is to inspire that realization in you and in everyone. Not to give it to you, to inspire it in you. Simply to be that reflection, to be a pointer of that. That's all. And that this passion may somehow ignite enough of that inspiration in you for you to invest energy in it, to keep it going. And sure, I'm available to keep sharing that process of investing energy in that. So I guess it's not just about the inspiration, it's about the cultivation as well.
There was a deep gratitude of being in a human embodiment so that we could allow the Om to sound through the being. Mm. And then in that space afterwards, there was a deeper gratitude that I'm sort of God, and it's coming from that deep point, sort of acknowledging to myself that there's that deep point that it's all coming through. And I sort of expressed the gratitude, I just sort of let it go up. Who am I actually? I just sort of thank the universe or
who are you thanking when it is all self?
Yeah, yeah. I just sort of because the energy seems to be going up, I just sort of let it go up. Floating. Is that all right to just...
Of course.
Because I
well,
see
now let me think about that a moment. Is that all right? Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. So just let it express itself.
Sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you know that, again, this is part of the paradoxical play of consciousness. There appears to be this self-thinking self when it just is all the one self. There appears to be this upward flow and expansion, which is more in our perspective of what God is compared to what our individual human self is, yet they're one and the same being. You know, that little visualization activity I got you just to go through about the star emerging from your inner being. And then I said, okay, so this pulse, this essence, this vital essence of life is actually what you are and what is happening now. That's not an imagination. That is you. Okay? And every ray of that energy is emerging in every single direction simultaneously. It's infinite. It's just going on and on and on. Now, if that's going on and on and on, and every single other thing, that plant is doing the same thing. The floor, the earth, every grain, every rock, every tree, every bird, every person, everything is doing the same thing. Now, that's all doing the same thing. Your energy beaming out then is actually all energy, right? It's not separate from you, is it?
No.
Your energy beaming out is manifesting here as this body, as this body, as those cushions, as that plant, as that speaker, as the next building, as the earth, as the cosmos, as every particle of existence. You are beaming out as such. Now, every other particle or form is doing the very same thing. It is beaming out you. You are its manifestation. It is the center of the universe. You are a manifestation of it. So, isn't there only self here?
Yes.
Then is there anything to fear? Then is there anything misplaced?
No.
Is there anything wrong? Is there anything superior? Inferior? Not meant to be. A failure. Oh. That's, you know, your deeper conscious self, not the mind, was tasting that in that sense of this is God here. And there's this appreciation at the same time of having the human form through which that is manifesting, right? But you try and take that back into the mind to define it, and it's lost. This is why your preoccupation with your thoughts is of very little value. Engaging with the energy of life, on the other hand, is infinitely precious. Infinitely precious. And just a little reminder, I know many of you have heard me comment about this before, when we're talking about being able to cultivate a steadfastness of awareness and being energetically present as such, make sure you get plenty of time in nature. When you immerse yourself in nature, you are aligning with energies and frequencies that are less distorted, for want of a better term. Natural order of energies. So, go and sit on a rock. Anything else, beloveds? Perhaps then we'll finish with a chant together. We're going to chant Om Mani Padme Hum, and that chant is—it's recognizing this essence at the innermost source of our being. So, Om Mani Padme Hum actually refers to the heart of the lotus, the consciousness in the heart of the lotus, and really. Metaphorically, this is what it's talking about, the capacity for us to come back to that innermost essence, to be present to it, to witness life through and of that presence. We'll start with three Oms.
Thank you.
let us finish with acknowledging the jewel in the lotus that is here, always here. This which is the ever-present self, the light of consciousness, the pulse, the essence of life, the pure energy that is self here, forever here. Blessed be. Namaste. And also my loving acknowledgements and deepest appreciation to all of you who help support this space for sharing presence, for your time and energy and your commitment. May you feel the blessing that is far-reaching, that touches many more people and many more yet to come. Thank you.